generating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, so glad to have you with us, and a very interesting day around Salem, New York. Many of our team quarantined, so we're literally piecing together our shows because my producer, Joe Piscopo's producer, a lot of the people that are in the office staff, they've all been quarantined. So we're kind of like the guy at the end of the driveway holding the antenna with one hand and kind of trying to put duct tape on something with the other foot. And that's kind of how we're operating today. But we will get through it, I promise you. I am pleased to have Dr. Gina Loudon back with me as every Monday, just about. She is here to add some perspective on events of the day and what's going on. And Dr. Gina, you being the Floridian that you are, I've seen so many stories over the weekend about all the goings-ons at Mar-a-Lago, and it seemed like the president had a bit of things to say. I know they took all the phones away and everything, so that it was, you know, kind of kept in-house. So I'm not asking you to betray confidence, but it seems like most candidates that were running for national offices were there, and they were eager to see, I'm sure, and to have a pat on the back by the former president. But what was the atmosphere like, and what does it kind of indicate about how he's doing in this very kind of odd season of life that he's in?
Yeah, it's so fascinating to me. It's unprecedented, really, in history for a president to have this sort of time where all of these perfect storm sort of events are culminating to allow, I would say, not just his reelection, but I would say his ability to broker the party power for what could be really decades to come. Now, of course, you know, we know the president's in his 70s. I'm not saying he's going to broker it for decades to come, but I'm saying the MAGA movement epicenter is centralizing in the state of Florida. First of all, we have the Freedom Factor, where Ron DeSantis has established Florida as a real frontier in Florida.
It's the healthiest state in the union right now. I mean,
it
can't get more free or more healthy. So,
even interestingly, Kevin, I was talking to Rachel Campos Duffy this weekend, and she was telling me that she had read this article, fascinating, which she was going to forward to me, and she hasn't yet. But she was telling me that lots of the New Yorkers have moved to Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Get here. They don't. The more leftist leaning ones don't like it in Florida, so they leave. And so the right-leaning folks that are moving here are loving it, or they're learning to adapt and thinking, you know, there's a reason Florida's free. There's a reason it feels good. There's a reason they didn't go through all the silly bureaucratic COVID restrictions, and I think we want to stick with it. So you've got that factor contributing. You've got everyone coming here to kiss the ring of Donald Trump. You've got the 45 movement absolutely firmly established at Mar-a-Lago. You've got Florida turning red at a breakneck pace. You've got all of these things aligning. I can't even tell you. I mean, I'm bound to secrecy with a lot of people, but I could off the top of my head name 25 major, and I hate the word influencers, but I'm talking about influential,
right,
red blood, major players who are or have relocated to this area, who are very high up in terms of their ability to have impact in politics over the next decade or longer. And so when you put all of those factors together, Donald Trump reemerging as the candidate in the next election seems almost inevitable,
yeah,
but it will most certainly be with his blessing. There's just no question about that. And anyone denying that is walking around with their eyes closed.
Well, and it's going to be, like you say, whether he runs or doesn't, what he decides to do and who he decides to put the scepter over the head of, so to speak, is going to have a huge advantage because the issues, and this is where I think it's really strategic that he continue to do what he's doing right now, and that is staying involved in policy, staying involved in the day-to-day kind of events of policy. Everything that you're seeing come out of Washington is the opposite of what his administration achieved. I just spoke with Robert Spencer in the last segment. Everything that's happening in Iran right now is antithetical to not only what the Donald Trump administration's position was, but what was good for America. They're kind of handling and mishandling of Israel. Same thing. We embraced them. We were excited to work with them to get the Abraham Accords achieved. And now the Biden team is pressuring Netanyahu to say, you've got to work with the Palestinians again. After we kind of more or less disproved that theory. You don't have to work with the Palestinians. You get everybody else in the region happy and things start to happen. So I think that as the president continues to, in his own way, you know, he'll fire off a press release when he feels like the time has come. I know he's got some sort of plan for a social media platform at some point. It is interesting to see that he has not lost 1 ounce of vigor on the biggest issues that face America's. Because I got to say, Dr. Gina, the issues are only getting worse. Whatever they were like when Trump came to power the first time, if he gets reelected, I think the mess he has to clean up is even bigger than it was then.
Well, and I will say, too, he's learned so much. He's become much more discerning in terms of who he's surrounding himself with and how he's going about that process. Also, all of the movements are going to be born out of this area and these people. So the Election Integrity Project, that will be the preeminent Election Integrity Project, will be born here, has been born here. I had Hogan Gidley on my show about this last week. My husband and others are working with him to formulate a massive, you know, ground-supported Election Integrity Project.
Well said. Watch her tonight on Real America's Voice as Dr. Gina goes prime time every weeknight at 7 p.m. Eastern, and on Mondays. You can almost always find me on her show as well. Dr. Gina.
That's the best part.
We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for being here.
Okay. See you tonight, Kevin.
Thank you. Kevin McCullough, we got a lot more straight ahead, like a check of the markets. Don't go away.